4 Hilo P. Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Lima Papa and Monitor.
UL PKO4RMM Mobile on Pelham Road. And how are you doing today, Alexander?
How about you?
Really good. I got a car full of groceries right now. I got the wife sitting next to me. We're about to pull into our neighborhood. So I won't be on very long, but I can say that your signal presently is appreciably better and clearer than it was sometime earlier this afternoon.
That's because I'm on a 25-watt radio right now with a 6-foot J-pole antenna, and earlier I was on a 5-watt handheld with about 1.5 foot of an antenna.
I think you just articulated the causal aspect of the improved signal.
Call sign is KO4RMM.
Affirm. My name is Kurt, KO4RMM. I live just off of Pelham Road in East Greenville. And we've spoken before. I think I was one of your first contacts you logged after you got your license, Alexander.
Well, you were actually my first contact in my logbook. When the first 5 contacts in my logbook, for some reason, I decided it was not important to take down names. So I did not have your name, but I had your call sign. So now I can, fill out your name too. So I'm glad so that now I can look back at my logbook and actually figure out the name. So I was browsing through to see if you were in my logbook, and you're the first one on my first page with no name, so I'm glad I was able to get your name for it.
It is an auspicious honor to be number one in your logbook there, Alexander. And like I said, you continue to impress every time you get on the air with your maturity. And certainly you seem to, you're learning at a very high rate. You seem to retain information incredibly well, and I'm very impressed with all you've achieved so far and your presence on the air.
How well I retain information. It took me a while to study for my technician. I think it was about 4 months off and on, so and I still, haven't memorized everybody's call sign and name on the repeater yet.
I apologize, but I just pulled into my garage, so I'm going to be 73 and clear at this time. The wife is gesticulating towards me to get all our groceries cleared out. KO4RMM.
I'll let you go. KO4ULP, and I'll be clear.
4ULP, this is KO4WTF. Over.
KWTF, this is KO4ULP.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you real quick. I've heard you on here a few times. By the way, my name is Todd. I've heard you on here a few times, and I wanted to reach out to you because next week, Monday and Tuesday after Christmas, I'm going to be teaching a radio merit badge for some Boy Scouts. And if you happen to be around your radio, there might be some kids, I think, around your age.
You caught out there a little bit. Can you come back with the last 50 seconds of that?
Yes, I was trying to say that I'm teaching a radio merit badge, and if you're around your radio on Monday or Tuesday of next week, you might be able to talk to some kids around your same age. Over.
What time around Monday and Tuesday? Like in the afternoon or in the morning or in the evening?
In the morning and a little bit in the afternoon, honestly. Probably more in the afternoon than morning, because in the morning they're going to be learning a lot more than actually talking. But I don't want to try to put you out, but if you just happen to have your radio on, turn it up so you can hear it. We might be calling to see if anybody's out there.
That will do. And Ty, I don't believe I got you in my logbook, so What is your call sign again?
04WTF Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Got a quick question. How long have you been a ham?
Just a tad over 2 years now. And I have a general license, which I just got about 2 months ago.
So I'm just trying to figure out the FCC's pattern of call signs. It seems like they have like a pattern that they follow for changing up the call signs.
The pattern. My initial call sign, because this is a vanity, my initial call sign was KO4AOZ, which was a mouthful to say, so I went ahead and got a vanity call sign that has my initials, because my full name is William Todd Fish. So if you look me up on QRZ, you'll see me as William Fish. So yeah, that's a vanity, so I definitely jumped forward, and that's why I'm kind of out of order.
My name is William, but you go by Todd?
Yes, it's kind of a long story, but yeah, my first name is William. I go by my middle name, because the William is a family name, but my mom wanted to call me Todd.
By the way, I don't think I introduced myself, but I am Alexander, and yeah, I'll definitely try to be on Monday and Tuesday. Well, hopefully I can catch them, and hopefully you can get them to get more ham operators in the community with that class of yours.
On your radio, that'd be great. If not, no big deal. But we will be calling out. And yeah, I would like to get a few more people. We did this last year, and some of them seemed to be interested, but nobody ended up going through the process. So hopefully we'd get one or two that actually want to do it, but which would be great.
And it would be great to have more young people on the air. So what I've seen in, I watched this video once of, it's done by Gary. I think his call sign is W4EEY, if I'm getting that right. But yeah, he does a YouTube channel. He showed like these videos of ham radio then and now. And then now when they have like whole groups of youth around, I'd say 11, 10, 13, maybe 14, just learning ham radio, talking all the way around the world, just like these clubs of youth. And, you know, I'd like, it'd be fun if we could like form that around here, but it seems like I'm the only youth on the air.
Now I think you are. I would like to get a couple more, and there's actually a youth on the air event, which is, you know, trying to get younger kids on the air, and I believe there's also a scouting radio event called Jamboree on the Air. But I think it would be really cool to get some younger kids very interested in it, and I think being able to talk to somebody the same age is helpful, which is why I wanted to reach out to you. I've been hearing you talk, and I've waited until it's gotten close. I wanted to reach out and tell you to keep an ear out for them, because I think talking to somebody their same age might help them spark a little interest.
Yep, that would help, because then they see that there's somebody on the air that is their age, and somebody on the air that their age has passed the test, and that means that, you know, it can be done. It's not too difficult. So yeah, I'll definitely try to be on, and I'll just probably just keep my radio turned up to max volume and just be monitoring, or, you know, when I'm upstairs, I'll just you know, keep it on. So it's kind of hard, but because our radio is upstairs, and the main part of our house is downstairs, just you have a little upstairs room. So, you know, but with the radio turned full, I might be able to hear it.
And that, I got all my radio stuff outside in the garage, so I just kind of come out and check every once in a while. Well, I got to get going. I got to start making dinner and everything, but it was good talking to you finally. And, yeah, keep turn it on, and I'll check in a few times, because we're going to be up there. We're camping, actually, three nights up there right after Christmas. So we'll be up there, and we'll keep an ear out, and the boys will be around and maybe be able to talk to you sometime. So I appreciate talking to you. It was great actually officially getting to meet you. And I'll say 73, KOT, KO4WTF. I'll be clear on your final.
KO4ULP, and I'll be clear.
ULP, KK48
4ULP, how are you today?
Hope you're doing well. But did you try to get your antenna hooked up there?
Hooked up to what?
10K. Did you try that out?
Yeah, I did. I tried to hook up my J-Pole to 10Tech and listen, and I didn't hear anything. I only tried it for about 3 minutes because, you know, and it's a big hassle just to, you know, get the 10Tech scooched over to where it will be able to reach the core. I have to unplug my antenna core so to reach the, you know, 10Tech. I have it, like, and antenna core, like, taped to the wall, and I have to, like, untape it so then it can go to the 10Tech. It's just a lot of hassle to do that. So, you know, maybe sometime I'll try it again, but I think I'm going to get an antenna pretty soon that I'll be able to transmit on, so, you know. And I'm excited for that. And what is the name? I forgot it.
Shane.
And I believe I have you in my contact. Are you N4ZLK, or is that a different chain?
One. Mine is Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie. KJ4HYC.
Well, I'm scanning through my logbook, and I'm not seeing you, so, you might end up being my 53rd log. And, yeah, it looks like you will be. So, it is... Oh, I already forgot. I'm not good at remembering call signs. So what is your call sign again?
Juliet 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie. The way I remembered it when I first started out is KJ4, hey, you crazy.
KJ4HYC, correct? Shane, I believe you're my 53rd contact, but have you had a good day so far?
Good day. Yeah, I'm just ready for Saturday, I guess.
You've had a pretty good day so far. I just got in from outside, from trying to build a portable tower out of poles, you know, that can fold in. It's actually poles that attach to nets to clean pools, so, and they can fold up. So I made a tower out of those. I'd say it's about 11 feet, and it can fold up. And the only one, I stuck a 6-inch magma antenna up there, but the my signal wasn't that great because the handheld does better with the antenna. The antenna I just hooked straight up to it, that performed a lot better than the 6-inch Mac mount antenna on the tower hooked up to the handheld. It, you know, so I don't know if I'll end up using that tower because my HT performs better with the regular antenna on it.
Got those experiment messing around and tinkering. That's good to do there.
Enjoy, you know, messing around, trying to build a tower, and playing around with a little bit. I did a little bit of triple shooting because one of the antennas was being finicky, and you know, didn't know what it was, so you know, stuck another antenna up there, and it worked. So you know, I enjoy playing around with the ham radio. It's really fun.
I like messing around with the slow scan TV. That's fun to do also.
What exactly is slow scan TV? I haven't heard much about it.
It is. Send them. They would transmit a picture over, and you could decode it there, and you could see what they sent over the radio.
Well, pretty interesting. So, That sounds like it'd be interesting to get into. There's a lot that you can get into the ham radio.
It's like they do it on HF too, on 14-230. They send pictures back and forth from radio to radio, but that's pretty neat. You can also do it on 2 meters, all that. But yeah, I did the International Space Station this year.
Contact the International Space Station yet? Yeah, that'd be. I want to do that. Just need to figure out where it is in space so I can figure out when I need to contact.
Go on Google Play, and there's a lot of few different ones, but I use Heavens Above app, and it'll show you where it is.
What's called Hamming the Butt Out?
Heavens Above.
That's correct.
Heavens Above. And it'll tell you when it's coming by and where it's at in the world and all that good stuff. It takes the International Space Station 90 minutes to circle the Earth.
If it only takes 90 minutes, then it shouldn't be too hard to contact it.
Well, they quit talking back down to, they used to do it all the time, but now they just, sometimes they send pictures out and everything, do the slow scan and everything.
So yeah, I'm trying to look it up and, I found where you can, okay, so I found that app and, yeah, where you can look up where where it is. So yeah, I'll try to contact the International Space Station, and if it just happens to be close enough, maybe I can contact it today. I'm not sure.
They don't do it every day or thing. They normally put it down on the website there to see where. If they having a special event or something like that and everything, you have to keep an eye on it there.
Can't randomly contact it. You have to wait till the people are, or till they have like something that where you can contact.
Have to wait till they say they're going to be calling or whatnot, but they'll let you know whenever they send them pictures also on the slow scan and everything. I heard you said you had an iPad or a tablet, but you could download them decoders and everything to receive the pictures too.
I've done a little bit of decoding, and I don't know if I really enjoy that. It was more of, that's not really my thing, but maybe I'll try it sometime.
They done got where they can send 3D pictures over there, and you can decode it and everything. That's pretty neat to see.
Very neat to see, so yeah, wow. Yeah, wow, just ham radio just blows my mind. It's just so interesting. There's so many paths you can go off to and learn so many new things.
It does do that. You can get into just about anything with it.
It's pretty educational too, you can also learn a lot.
You learn something new every day. That's a good thing. Yeah, like right now, I'm sitting there, I'm building a a go-box there. I'm learning about the Raspberry Pi and everything, so that's going to be my next adventure.
I haven't heard the term of that before. What is that exactly?
It's like a board computer.
Or is that computer linked with ham radio?
Hook it up to your radio, and you can track satellites with it. Hey, there's all kind of different little things that you can do with it.
Really even know that about ham radio. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard a little bit of the Raspberry Pi computer, but yeah. That'd be interesting to see how that's done.
Get a little thing with the Raspberry Pi, not just a ham radio. You could build a video game system. You can do all kinds of things with it.
Yeah, I'm not into video games. I don't know if I could figure that out, So, I don't play video games at all, so, I shouldn't say that. I play some here and there, but very rarely.
I like to say there's a lot of things you can do with it. Yeah, I'd like mine. I'm gonna have a little screen connected to it to make it look just like the computer there, but I'm going to use mine to track the satellites with.
Interesting to be able to track satellites. So, yeah, I've heard, like, some ham operators, like, launch up their own satellites. What are those satellites for? Can you, like, contact the satellites or what?
Let's see. Let me take a standby right quick.
KO4ULP.
K2RCL.
4ULP. How are you today, Russell?
How about yourself?
Good. And I got a quick question for you. Did you use that same book to study for a general or did for technician? All Ham No Spam book?
Actually, when I done my technician in general, I did them both at the same time, and I basically studied online for both of them. I had the technician book, but I spent more time studying online and doing practice tests and going through and learning the information that way to get my tech in general. And then when I did my extra, I used that big spiral bound book for the extra class.
Okay, so yeah. I prefer to study on the paper, and, I was wondering if you could, print out the sheets like you did for the technician for me, but if you don't have the book, you can't do that, so, I guess I'll have to purchase the book then and, just use the back of it.
I'm sure if you can go online and print out the information or not. There may be a PDF file out there somewhere that you can get your hands on. I'm just not sure. I haven't seen one myself.
A suggestion. I will look, and yeah. So, been up to any interesting projects?
Here and there. Have you done any Simplex contacts yet?
I've tried, but I made one Simplex contact. So this is what I did. I was talking to Chad on the Cheetah's Head repeater, and then I told him, I'd like to do Simplex contact, and then we both went to Simplex. And we contact each other on Simplex and then switch back to repeater. So, that's how I've done Simplex contact. Other than that, I haven't done Simplex contact.
So, look at the front of your radio and see if you have one of the P1 through P6 buttons that has REV beside it.
That has REV is P4, and I've been wondering what that does.
Be a neat little trick. Hit the reverse button, and what it's going to do is it's going to put you on the output frequency of the repeater because you and I are close enough as a crow flies to be able to transmit radio to radio.
So then do I push the button now?
Push it. All right. Was you able to hear me? Just switch back up to the repeater.
QL, this is KU4ULP.
ICU. Go ahead and switch your channel down to 146.520.
Frequency mode and type that in, 146.520.
We're running the same program I put in there. That channel is in there.
I just realized that the national call frequency. All right, well, I guess I'll switch over to there. Four ULP, not be clear, switching over to simplex.
Four ULP, 8848.
Back on 16.
4ULP.
Did y'all get to go to Canada?
Not. We decided it just wasn't worth the risk to go up there and possibly get turned around, or for us to go up there and we make it back or not make it back, and then my cousin can't make it back for school, so her parents are planning to come down here.
I sense. Everything else going good? You ready for Christmas?
Else is going well.
Standing. Well, hey, I'm gonna hop off from here, but I flipped the radio on here at the desk and heard you talking on here, so I just want to jump on and say hello. And if I don't get to see you, you guys have a Merry Christmas. And I will say 73s. This will be K2RCL, and I'll be clear on your phone.
3C Russell, and have a wonderful day. KU4ULP, and I'll be clear.
KK4853.
4ULP.
I didn't mean to leave you hanging that phone there, but glad Russell come in there and chat and wait you there.
I was chatting with him,
Sam Blake,
doing the simplex, you know. I don't know, it's different than the repeater.
It is, that is for sure.
I don't know, I got so used to, the beep and the little bit of static after you dump the PT button on the repeater. You know, it's kind of like, it's different when it's not there on simplex.
And everything. Yeah, don't have the beeps or the courtesy tones. You have to be on your game there.
That is very true. Well, I have to sign off right here. So, KU4ULP and 73 is not be clear after your final.
Well, it's good to hear you there. Glad you got to build your little tower there. Don't get you on the radio. Y'all have a Merry Christmas over there. KO4ULP, KJ4A573.
K1RD monitoring.
Who's that? This is KE2BNG.
Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. I'm Bob over in Piedmont, new to the area.
Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. Okay, well, welcome to, the upstate. Where are you from originally?
And I just moved here from the Charleston area. We lived in Mount Pleasant for 7 years. Prior to that, we were located in southern New Hampshire.
Foliage, nice country up in southern New Hampshire. Yeah, Charleston. I haven't really been to Charleston. Charleston's nice. Getting to be a bit expensive by South Carolina standards, but nice part of the country.
It is, and it's getting very crowded, especially in the suburb of Mount Pleasant, where they've been building and building and building homes at an alarming rate. I'm sorry I didn't catch your name or your call sign. I have difficulty with both of those sometimes. Could I ask you to repeat that?
KD2BNG, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf, and my name is Glenn.
Nice to meet you, Glenn. Quite a pleasure. I hope you and your family have a really wonderful Christmas and holiday season. Enjoy yourselves, and I hope you have a good new year. I'll be trying to become more active in the local ham community here over the coming months. We have our hands full right now just unpacking and moving in. But I'm retired. I'm a retired electrical engineer by training and worked for many years designing and leading teams that designed medical devices, mostly in 3D imaging. So my background is technical. I love ham radio and look forward to meeting people and getting out and doing some field day work, things like that.
It's more in the computer engineering and computer programming aspect of that, but of course the two do overlap. We may have come down a similar career path. But yeah, welcome to the area. There's a 9 o'clock net that comes on here every night. Well, at 9 o'clock, so you can check into the net then. And yeah, I'm gonna check into the net later when it comes on, because I have an announcement of a rather sad nature. I just heard word of a silent key.
Heard word of a silent key. I didn't catch that last word.
Found out about my friend KI4MLN. He recently became a silent key, so I was going to announce that on the net, the 9 p.m. net.
Sorry to hear of the loss.
Had heart problems, respiratory problems. I saw him about 2 months ago. He was in hospital, and he had been in hospital 2 weeks up to that point. He's been in and out of hospital for the past couple of years. In fact, I drove him to hospital a couple of times. Yeah, his name was Alan Lincoln, KF4MLN. And I just heard now, just within the past hour, that he passed away, I don't know, sometime in the past 2 or 3 weeks. And I guess that's why when I called his mobile phone, I got the message saying, you know, there was no such number.
Really sad. I'm sorry to hear that, and for all those who knew him in the community. And our thoughts are with his family, obviously, during this time of the year. It's so tough it's always tough to have that loss, but have it around the holidays makes it even more sad.
Happen around the holidays. I mean, this is when my fiance Deborah went into the hospital for the last time, probably in December. Yeah, right around the holidays, people die. Don't know why, but yeah, it's as I said, he had respiratory problems, he had heart problems. I drove him to hospital on a couple of occasions when he was having trouble. So I guess I should expect that. And I just now found that out pretty much incidentally. You know, I hadn't heard from him.
It's tough to hear it. It's tough to hear it in an unexpected way. We had, when I was down in the Charleston area, there was a gentleman who was a ex-Army and just a real patriot and real nice guy and real good family man, and he passed away last year, and it was a loss for all of us. Fortunately, he has a son who's in his late 20s who has taken up the ham radio hobby. And is located out of state, but is really following in his dad's footsteps, partly because he lost his dad, and it kind of awakened his interest in ham radio. So maybe there'll be another generation of his that will look into and want to know more about him. Well, I'm going to let you go, Glenn. Thank you so very much. I hear that it's about time for me to head downstairs and have dinner with my wife. Really a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for coming back to me, and you have a good evening, safe evening, and maybe we'll talk again here during the holidays. This is AA1RD. I'll be clear with KD2BMG on your final.
Hey, KD2BMG, you have a good holiday, 73. Check the net at 9 if you'd like, or if not, I'm sure we'll hear you around. This is one of the more popular repeaters, so you'll always hear people here. But, you know, take care and wish everyone well. Happy holidays. KD2BNG, I'll be clear.